Hello, and welcome to part three of the Little Known Stories of Easter. I'm Chaplain John Bridges of the Royal Navy. We've been looking in previous episodes at the huge interest that Jesus raised in the Holy Land in the months before the Passover festival that became the first Easter. The healings, for which many of us know Jesus today, were seen by those around him in the light of his teaching. Together they led to exciting speculation about his political intentions. The Holy Land that we know today was part of the Roman Empire in Jesus' time, and the Hebrews yearned for an end to foreign occupation. Was Jesus going to lead his people in a revolt against the Romans? In this episode, we'll look at how that prospect was viewed by the religious leaders in Jerusalem, and in particular by the high priest, who we now know by his nickname, Caiaphas. Jesus was coming to Jerusalem to attend that year's Passover festival, perhaps, then as now, the most important Hebrew festival of the year. It celebrates the release of the Hebrew people centuries earlier from their slavery in Egypt. Contemporary writers confirmed that Caiaphas had been high priest for several years, and he was an effective politician, especially in maintaining some sort of peaceful working relationship with the hated Roman occupiers. Caiaphas feared Jesus' arrival could generate a number of problems. Firstly, there was the impact on the organisation of the Passover festival itself. 30,000 people normally lived in Jerusalem, but at Passover, tens of thousands more pilgrims arrived from Jewish communities across the Roman Empire, often on an emotional trip of a lifetime to the centre of their faith. Now, Caiaphas would be busy enough with religious services and celebrations on a huge scale. For example, imagine the logistics of properly sacrificing tens of thousands of Passover lambs to tens of thousands of people in just a few days. Just getting flocks of sheep in and out of the temple in good sacramental order was a huge challenge. Caiaphas feared Jesus would incite unrest, and that could disturb both the sacred acts and their supporting logistics. Secondly, the Romans had just suppressed one violent rebellion. That was probably why Barabbas was languishing in a Roman dungeon in Jerusalem. Barabbas was the famous brigand in the Bible who would have been executed had Jesus not died in his place. The Romans crucified rebels, so there were probably dozens of other dead and dying Jews hanging on crosses by the roadsides across Judea at that moment. So the political temperature was already high, and the Romans were doubtless tensed for more trouble. Many believed Jesus was intent on leading another rebellion, and many wanted him to. The consequences of that, from Caiaphas's perspective, were incalculable. Inevitably, many more Jews would die, but that might not be the worst of it. What if the Romans then decided to close the temple and suppress the whole Jewish religion? So a serious revolt might threaten the whole nation. Protecting the people, Caiaphas believed, would also maintain the good order of sacramental worship. The high priests at the time came from the Judean aristocracy, who had the wealth to buy the trappings of priesthood. They were self-selected, like most elites. Caiaphas himself was the son-in-law of a previous high priest, Annas. Jesus was only a jobbing builder, after all. He wasn't educated, or even a proper rabbi. Why would anyone view him as Messiah, God's chosen one, to lead a new, free Israel? Perhaps it was better, suggested Caiaphas to his colleagues in the temple, that one man should die rather than the whole nation. With the benefit of hindsight, we know that Jesus, perhaps like Caiaphas, also thought that political violence against the Romans would end in disaster. It doesn't seem to have occurred to Caiaphas, or many others, that maybe Jesus' vision of Messiah was completely different from the popular vision. Did the Romans actually worry about Jesus' arrival? Next week, in part four, we'll look at that prospect through the eyes of the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, a man who was personally responsible to the Emperor Tiberius for keeping the peace in Judea and the money flowing to Rome.